Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Thank you to Toby, who lives in Germany, for coming on today's episode. He stayed up very late for this episode. It was midnight when we recorded it, so please be sure to check out his information in the show notes. But today's episode is all about money stress and the importance of taking a break and reflecting on your money, on your decisions, and on your life, and how that can help when it comes to managing our financial stress. There's a lot of great takeaways. We talk about things like, what are some common money stressors? How can taking a break actually help? What do you do if something's urgent and you can't really afford to take a break? And does managing money get easier as you go on? Plus, we're going to talk about Toby's podcast. But the money talking points for today's episode are, what is a money situation that you could benefit from a break from thinking about it? Number two, how would you rather spend your time rather than spend it stressing about money? And three, who can you talk to find out how to overcome your money stress? Keep those three things in mind. And then at the end of the episode, I'm going to tell what to do with these money talking points. So let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance. The goal is just to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another interview here. I'm here with Toby. Today, we're talking about money stress and all about taking a break and reflecting and how you can navigate through your money stress with that in mind. So Toby, welcome to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you, Skylar, so much for this opportunity. My name is Toby. As Skylar said already, I'm currently based in Germany. By day, I'm an engineer, and I always tell myself after works or after the day job, I'm a podcaster also. So I host a podcast called Mirror Talk, Soulful Conversation, which has to do with a lot of soulful conversations, interviews relating to life, you know, career, relationships, business, anything that has to do with us, basically for our personal growth and self-improvement, is something that I love to have. I love to have this conversation with people and, yeah, spend time just, you know, improving my life and also improving the lives of those who listen to the podcast also.
Yeah, that's very cool. Did you say you're based in Germany right now?
Yes. So I'm based in Germany. Yes.
What time is it right now?
Oh, right now it's 4 minutes past midnight.
Oh man, you are dedicated. So everyone who's listening to this, make sure to give Toby some love on that front. He's really dedicated to coming on and sharing a good message. So that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, let's just jump right into it here. What are some common money stress situations that people might face? What do you think people might face with money?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. What comes right to my mind right now is from my experience and with friends. Like, I'm originally from Nigeria, and we have a lot of Nigerians here in Germany who came in, for example, as students, and that could be very expensive sometimes. You know, we have to save up money in a block account. We have to, you know, finance our academics, for example, or schooling, for example, and that could lead to a lot of stress, basically. You know, where does this money come from? You know, the economy in Nigeria is unfortunately not so good, and things are quite expensive here in Europe. And you know, that could lead to a lot of, you know, struggle of how to make those things, make those ends meet, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So what you're saying, I mean, there's definitely a specific dynamic for you across countries and across economies, but I think a main money stressor that I got from what you're saying is just making ends meet is something that can really impact people.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people can take from. Not everyone, I would say, has to deal with different countries' economies. And that, of course, can be its own stressor. But something that everyone deals with is making sure they have enough money to make ends meet, like you said. So with that stressor in mind, so thinking about, well, am I going to have enough money this month? Or maybe I'm running short right at the end of the month, and you don't have enough to make ends meet. How can taking that break and reflecting on life help with that situation?
Yes. You know, it's very important, no matter how, you know, stressful the situation could be or urgent the situation could be, I believe it's very important for us to take that moment to to pause and reflect, to know, okay, why am I in this situation right now? Why is this situation so stressful at this moment? So what can I do in order to come out of this situation? I believe one needs that moment of reflection, that moment of pausing in order to figure out the way out of that situation, basically. Like, okay, do I have to pick up a second job, for example, or do I have to cut off some costs, for example, something that I'm maybe spending my money on? Some of these things don't become obvious to us until we actually take that time to take a break and pause and reflect and say, yeah, okay, I think I'm spending too much money on maybe cola, for example. I'm spending too much money on parties or eating out, for example, and the ends are not meeting at the end of the month, or I'm lacking at the end of the month. What can I do in order to ensure that I'm able to pay all my bills at the end of the month? Okay, maybe I'll stop eating out so I could save some money on that, and then, you know, pay all my bills. I mean, that comes from a place of, you know, taking a break actually to really think and analyze and, you know, reflect and then track all your spending. So
I get what you're saying there. Like, take a second, think about it, ask yourself some questions. Like, it's not good. It's not do or die, most likely. If it's with your money, you got plenty of time to make adjustments, to correct things and fix things. Like, it's not, yeah, you're going to have that chance to take a step back and ask those questions. I think that's a great insight that everyone can take away from this. But what if a situation is urgent? Like, how do you recommend like taking that break and reflecting if something needs to be done quickly, or maybe they don't have time to take a break in their mind? Maybe something is urgent and super pressing.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been in situations that are very super pressing and super stressful and very urgent. And this could be related to, you know, trying to arrange eggs in a crate as fast as possible because time is flying and it's a matter of life or death. If you don't really take that time to find out the best way to arrange those eggs, you might end up breaking all the eggs. And that, at the end of the day, you made a mess of the whole situation. So no matter how urgent or how stressful or how pressing the situation could be, it's better to take that break to find out in what direction am I meant to go in right now, and not to worsen the situation. Are we moving from fry pan to fire if I take this direction, or am I going to move from grass to grace, basically? The moment of making a decision that will move in the right direction comes from that taking of a break. Even if it's just 2 seconds, 3 seconds, just to reflect, in order to, you know, prevent one from taking the wrong decision under stress. Because I know from my own personal experience, I found that sometimes you are under a lot of stress or tension, and because of this, your brain is not thinking properly, and then you end up making the wrong decision and making matters even worse than they were before. So it's very important to just consciously, intentionally, just take those 2 minutes off just to reflect. Yeah.
So even if something's urgent, that can still be important, like you said, so you don't break all the eggs that you're trying to juggle.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, by the time you wasn't the case, and in the future, you'd be like, oh, I wish I actually took things slow. I wish I, you know, really took that time to think and rethink properly before jumping into it. Because if you look at the whole situation in hindsight, you might find out that it was not as stressful as you thought it was at the moment. It was not as super pressing as you thought it was. I mean, sometimes we always tell ourselves, I tell myself to myself, something could be so urgent that you think it's life and death. Sometimes, yes, it's actually life and death. But sometimes taking 2 minutes off just to really, really make a good decision will not make someone die. It's not literally the death of somebody. So sometimes it's very, very important just to calm your nerves, basically. I tell myself, just cool down and just think properly. And don't make a decision under tension or stress, because you might make the wrong decision at that moment.
Yeah, I think that's excellent, because I think an immediate response of someone saying, when you say take a break, they're like, well, my stuff's like crazy urgent. And you're saying, like, you're still not going to make a good decision no matter how urgent it is. Take a break, take a breath. I like that a lot. I think that's super awesome. So once you start to handle this stress and take these breaks, do you think that managing money can get easier? Like, what are your thoughts around after you've taken the break? What does that allow you to do?
Yes, I think after you've taken that break, it allows you to really you know, look at various aspects to your money spending or your expenses, basically. Like, it helps you to really strategize, basically. Like, okay, I have this X amount of money and I have this Y amount of bills, for example. It helps you to figure out how to prioritize everything. It helps you to figure out where your money is coming in from, maybe what you could do also to even increase your source of income, and also helps you to look at what you could do to, you know, narrow down your output, what you spend your money on, and helps you figure out or even filter out the things that you don't have to spend your money on. And that would help you to manage your money stress also. And even if everything's optimal and you are getting a good amount of money, but it's not still enough to feed your outputs, and your outputs or your expenses are not excessive, basically, they are like basic things, it still helps you to figure out what you could do in order to, you know, fill those holes. I mean, those outputs that you have to, or those expenses that you have to, you know, settle. It's still taking that break still helps you to, you know, really, it gives you that insight on what you could do, where you could run to in order to, you know, make extra money or get extra money to pay your bills, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's, let's go of that money trouble that you might have or money stress that you might have.
Yeah, you got to take a step back, look at the big picture. And like you said, it allows you to see things a little bit more clearly. Because if you have your head down, something super urgent and you need to fix it right now, that's the only thing you're focusing on. When you didn't realize that there's like this thing over here that you could do to save money, you're so focused on one thing. I think you're take a break and reflect, let you see the whole picture.
Yes, exactly. You know, sometimes what we focus our mind on is just what we always see, basically. And once we can take that time to, you know, take a break, and like you said correctly, well, like take a step back, look at it from a different perspective, basically. Even taking a break also could involve, could mean, you know, inviting a trusted friend to seek his or her advice, or, you know, listening to a podcast, like a Money Talk podcast like this, for example, and learn from other people. And then you find out, yes, I could. I was listening to, for example, an episode of yours about, you know, how to deal with money after divorce, for example, money matters after divorce.
Yeah.
That could be some situation with money at that moment. And person is like, focus on the matter or this or the problem at that moment. But listening to that episode of yours could help the person to figure out, oh yeah, I guess this is what we are to do, or this is what I'm supposed to do in this situation. And the person will be able to make the right decision at that moment and settle the matter.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for listening. I appreciate that. But yeah, that's excellent, because then you can go on like your podcast app and search the situation you're in, and then like take that break and take those 15, 30 minutes to listen to someone else talk about it, and maybe clear your mind. Go on a walk, I think, is honestly going to be super helpful. Like, get out of the area you're in and refocus.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I love the fact I brought up taking a walk, for example, because that's something I do. Sometimes I could be, that's awesome. I could be overwhelmed and, I'll be facing a situation at the moment, and I'll just leave it, go for a walk. And I'll come back and I'll sit in a different light entirely. I'm like, okay, I wish I had taken that break earlier, because if I had taken a break earlier, I would have wasted so much time, you know, just beating myself up on the matter, or just being stressed up and not getting any results, basically, from the whole situation. But if, you know, after taking a walk and I look at it, I'm like, wow, in 10, 15 minutes after, I'm able to get some results, basically, and, you know, make some progress. You know, sometimes, so I believe, like, going back to your other question about, you know, when something's super urgent, sometimes we think we don't have that time to take a break. Sometimes we're actually losing time by beating ourselves up and not getting any solution. You know, we keep on wasting hours or days or years even beating ourselves up on a situation because it's urgent, and without realizing that if you take a 15-minute break, 10-minute break, it could even, you know, save you a lot of time afterwards, because you'll be able to see things in a different light and you'll be able to get to results even faster than ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, like, if you're in a situation where you're frustrated and things are urgent, like, if you're so frustrated you can't get anything done, you go take a 10-minute walk and you've done the same amount of work, except now you're in a better place. Like, you maybe haven't got anything done because you went on that walk, but now you feel better and you can get back, the ball can get rolling. I love it. I love this conversation, but I want to talk a little bit. I think we've definitely discussed how taking this break and reflecting can help people with their finances, but I want to talk about your podcast a little bit. What is Mirror Talk?
Yes. So Mirror Talk is all about Soulful Conversations. The name Mirror Talk comes from, you know, what we do basically, looking at yourself in the mirror and having, looking at your reflection, being true to yourself, being vulnerable with yourself and having that one-to-one raw truth conversation with yourself. And bringing it back to the podcast is like having that soulful conversation, basically, where you could see your reflection, other people's stories, other people's journey, other people's experiences, and also learn from it, finding out what you could do in order to improve your life. And it's all about taking a break, basically, to just take that time to reflect, to think, to strategize, maybe re-energize if you have to, you know, do some recalculation if you have to. And Mirror Talk Podcast helps to create conversations that could help you to facilitate this in any area that you are willing to do that.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool. What's maybe, I'll talk for a little bit, but I want to ask you a question to maybe let you think on it for a second. What's something that you've like talked about on your podcast recently that like really excites you? But before you answer that, I wanted to maybe add that like this whole thing about money talk is my whole premise of my podcast. And it's to go start a money conversation with the listeners and go start it with their friends and family. But I think if you apply your idea of that soulful conversation with yourself, like that moment of reflection, I think combined with your idea of this, of a mirror talk, can help people like make progress on their own goals or even figure out where they want to be. So I think the combination of the two could be really cool. But what's something like you can respond to that if you'd like, but what's something that you're doing on your podcast that was really exciting for you?
Oh, I mean, a lot of conversations are so exciting to me, but I'm one that stands out to me of recent. And disclaimer, this changes over time. You might ask me tomorrow and I'll tell you something else entirely. But, you know, I had a conversation, I don't think we've released this episode yet, with a lady who experienced a lot of miscarriages. Yes, so I have not experienced such before, but, you know, that feeling of loss or grief afterwards, you know, is something that is relatable, not only for life, but also career or money or relationships and all of that. And that stood out to me because it helped me to know, I got a reflection from that conversation, letting me to know that I'm not alone in any situation I'm going through, like in relationship or in business or in, you know, transactions. We all experience loss in one way or the other. And I was able to, you know, reflect on this conversation. And I was like, it stood out to me because I was like, yeah, I learned a lot of lessons on how to deal with loss, how to deal with grief, how to even come out of it and become even better, what to do, in order to use all of these lessons and experiences from this bad situation to become a better person, and extracting the lessons from that to, you know, even forge, to move forward in life, basically. That's what that's
meant. That's awesome. Well, there you go, everybody. We have a sneak peek of maybe some unreleased content. Maybe by the time this out, go check out Toby's podcast and see if you can find that episode he was just talking about. But that sounds really intriguing, like that you're having these conversations that help people maybe who aren't in that situation, but they can relate with the overall message that you're providing. I think that's really cool. Awesome. I think this has been a fun conversation around money and the importance of taking a break and stepping back and looking at the big picture, understanding that maybe not everything's urgent and you do have time to take a break. Toby, thank you for coming on. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or where can people find you if they want to learn more about your podcast?
Yes, I mean, the podcast is available on all platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can just visit our website also, and there you can find all the links. Our website is just www.mirrortalkpodcast.com. MirrorTalkPodcast.com. And there you find all the links, all the show notes, blog articles, everything that pertains to the podcast will be found there. And you can follow us also on socials. All the links are also on the website, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I would love just love everybody to know is that it's something that we see on the podcast too, is that you are loved, you are capable, you are enough. And I just want everyone to believe in either herself or themselves, that they are wonderfully made and they are good as they are, basically. And they could achieve that which they set their hearts to achieve.
Awesome. What a wonderful ending there. Thank you for coming on my podcast, Toby. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Skylar. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. And thank you to Toby for coming on today's episode. What a wonderful conversation we were able to have about pausing and taking a break and reflecting on your money. Overall, my conclusion is don't make a decision in a time of stress. You don't want to break all the eggs you're trying to juggle, so make sure you take a break and give yourself a chance to think about what's really going on. But also, it's important to make sure you take a break so that you can see the whole picture. You don't want to miss a money-saving opportunity because you're so tunnel-visioned on something that can stress you out. And most importantly, go on a walk. Go on a walk and think about the money talking points from today's episode. They're really good. And be sure to check out Toby's information in the show notes and reach out to him if you have any questions. But one thing that I'm asking is if you could please leave a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this episode on. We're about to approach our 100th episode and we're growing rapidly, so the reviews really help in that area. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.